When I said that the situation is dire, it's just because you have millions of people affected by this war. Millions that are displaced inside Syria, millions that are outside Syria, and the countries that are receiving them are overstretched. They are lacking the basic needs. For many, they are middle class. They are used to have their homes, children going to schools, their work, and all this left, not only left, but lost. In every family you met, you have one, two, three, sometimes from the small family already killed, one in hospital, one already disabled, one in prison, another one fighting. This is the reality.
Did you get an opportunity to speak to any of the children and women?
I spoke to them. I spoke to families. I spoke to children that are lying in hospital, that have lost sometimes part of their bodies. I spoke to children that are orphaned. Yes, of course, that I met with the direct victim. I met with children that were fighting and injured. I met with children that witnessed the violence affecting their beloved one, their neighbor, their friends.
You said that many of the children are unable to go to school and some of them are illiterate.
I think that this is a major challenge for all of us and for the neighboring countries that are receiving the Syrian, but also for the Syrian authorities themselves, because those who flee, it's very hard for the neighboring country to absorb them. And even if they can, it's not the same curriculum, not the same language. And the international community just cannot afford to absorb all these numbers. We are talking about hundreds of thousands of children that need to go to school. So that's why it's important that we need really a common working together, not only the UN and the usually known agencies that work on education, but we need also NGOs that can also deliver. We need countries that provide support, and we need to find also solution to the certification, because this is a big issue, that children that are not sure that they will get a recognition of their education, they will not stay in school.
As the Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict, I just have a question about the children themselves. When they have witnessed so many family members being killed, what kind of effect does this have on them, and can they get over this, or how does this affect them?
That's the major challenge. That's why it's important to find a solution. Because first of all, we need a solution, because this solution will give us the time to address the injury, not only the physical, but the psychological. They are the worst. And you need to address this, otherwise you will have the cyclic violence. That's what happened in other war. If you don't address the suffer and the injury and what these children witnesses, and sometimes what they did, because they are also part of the conflict. They are also asked to commit atrocity, to kill, and to hate. So these children need to be treated, and you cannot treat them if you are fighting.